With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hamas is urging Palestinian civilians in Gaza to ignore Israeli warnings to evacuate ahead of an expected ground assault by hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops. As is its practice, Israel has provided advance warning to civilians to clear out by heading to the north. The UN warns that so many people fleeing at once would be a humanitarian disaster, a disaster brought on by last weekend's barbaric terrorist attack on Israeli civilians that saw men, women, and children, even infants, slaughtered. Also at SRNNews.com, members of the House Republican Caucus will huddle later this morning to figure out what to do now that Steve Scalise has withdrawn his name from consideration for the post of House Speaker. Though nominated for the job, the Louisiana congressman did not have the votes needed to assume the speakership. A powerful Democrat senator from New Jersey is now accused of working as a foreign agent.
Federal prosecutors in New York City have rewritten their indictment against Senator Bob Menendez and his wife to charge them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment, which was filed in Manhattan federal court, says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June of 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the New Jersey Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The couple has pleaded not guilty. I'm Shelley Adler.
The hunt is on for a suspect in last night's fatal shooting of a veteran Philadelphia police officer. That officer and a partner were shot while investigating vehicle break-ins at the Philadelphia airport. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 30 points. This is SRN News. Liberal Methodist bishops will not miss conservatives who are leaving.
During a recent gathering of UMC leaders at Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas, Pastor Adam Hamilton said the loss of thousands of congregations over issues of homosexuality, quote, feels like a revival. The other leaders agreed, with Bishop Tom Berlin saying, quote, we're going to be smaller and we're going to be better. Meanwhile, the exodus continues with a formal split expected to be finalized at next year's general conference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law to fast-track low-income housing on surplus land that nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues to allow for affordable housing to be built more quickly. The church-led movement is called Yes in God's Backyard. This is SRN News. Mourning the passing of a member of the Cowboys' first Super Bowl winning team.
The Dallas Cowboys say former running back Walt Garrison has died at the age of 79. He played 9 seasons for Dallas in the NFL and was a member of the 1970 Cowboys team that lost the Super Bowl and the 1971 squad that won it all the following year. But it was his career as a steer wrestler in rodeos that made him the ultimate cowboy. Garrison said in an article posted on the NFL's team website that he played football for the paycheck, but rodeo was his first love. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A man charged with stealing ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz from a Minnesota museum expected to change his plea to guilty at a court hearing. 76-year-old Terry John Martin was indicted in May on one count of theft of a major artwork scheduled to appear in court later today. More details at SRNNews.com.